Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit for granting such a wonderful blessing of sharing my testimony with all of you today. So my life before Christ, I was born in Chicago, Illinois, into a Greek Orthodox family. But my parents did not know the Lord. We used to go to Greek Orthodox church a few times a year, and we would gladly celebrate some holidays, but they didn't care for God at all. Though my family did not teach me about my need for Christ, I still remember the first time I sinned. I took God's name in vain, and I thought, I'm going to hell. At that time, I believed there was a God, but sadly, I became quite atheistic around the fifth grade. My dad used to tell me that Jesus never existed, and I believed it. I remember my mom taking me to celebrate Easter each year. I didn't want to go. I never thought Jesus existed. I told her, this is pointless. This church is boring. And the scripture says in Psalm 14 that the foolish person says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. At that time, my heart was hardened. As the Bible says, I was foolish. Dead in my trespasses and sins, as Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 states. I was also very degenerate at a young age. From the age of 6, my father would allow me to watch R-rated movies with all their filth. I continued to enjoy watching such promiscuity throughout all my activities. My father would think it was funny, but it had a horrible effect on my heart. I became hard-hearted at a very young age. I was very much exposed to unclean living in the world. I would swear every minute. I would physically fight with family members. I would say very racist and dirty jokes. I would verbally bully many. I even framed the person in elementary school and got him in trouble with no conscience. I would trick teachers very easily. I was very deceitful and constantly would lie. I was also very angry with my parents, showing them disrespect to the extreme. I had a very strong hatred for my dad because of his selfishness and his racism. But I was coming a lot like him, though. Although I was content with my own evil, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. And Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. As Paul explains in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, how I came to know Christ, my journey to come to know that free gift began with my friends Mick and Mitch Kushar. Mick and Mitch and I have known each other pretty much our whole lives. Our moms were best friends since high school. Eventually, in the summer of 2012, Mick and Mitch invited me to a Bible study with Mr. Ed Schuwen. And I heard the gospel for the first time. In reality, I just went to socialize. I could care less for God. Then I was eventually intrigued. Immediately, God began to work in me that day. I came home one day from that Bible study. I began to get convicted of all the evil in my life and was filled with the fear of hell. That evening, there was a big storm and the power went out. During the storm, I went through the first chapter of the discipleship book that was handed to me for free. God's Spirit was convicting me of the truth of the need of Christ. I realized Christ died for my sins. I knew I needed him as a savior, for I transgressed against God's law countless of times, which would lead to eternal hell. As Romans chapter 4, verse 15 says, for the law brings wrath. God's Spirit witnessed in my heart that all of this is true. I was very emotional. I called to God in my living room and repented of my sins and put my faith in Jesus Christ. At that very moment of my salvation, the electricity turned back on. And I read these words from John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus spoke to his disciples saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. At the very moment of my salvation, the Lord relieved the storm outside. Heaven sincerely rejoiced, as Christ says in Luke chapter 15, verse 7, that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous ones who do not need repentance. What a fitting picture of what God did right then. There in my heart, he gave me his perfect peace in Jesus Christ. I was born again. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also attained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Right after that, I shared the testimony of the storm with my mother. She would not believe that God sent the storm the way the moment he saved me. She considered it a mere coincidence. I praise God he did something greater than take away the storm from our neighborhood that day. He took away the sorrow of my heart. As the Lord proclaimed in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 27, "And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit, and I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." And my life, after I came to know Christ, as soon as I came to Christ as Lord and Savior, my life began to change immediately. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That's my life now. I am a new creation by the work of God. After I came to know Christ, kids at school began to notice a change in me. My classmates were not too happy about this new change in me. People would call me a religious nut, a God addict, and even use profanity to describe me because of my faith in Christ. Since God saved me, my mother sadly has told me that allowing me to attend that Bible study was one of the worst mistakes of her life. When I entered high school, people did not like my outspoken faith and even called me the most religious person on the planet. And I was mocked for even saying the words, "Thank God." I want to live for Christ even if I had to stand alone. As Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17 states, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God flows from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Now that I know Christ, I love to share the gospel with others. I have the opportunity to do online evangelism. I love the Bible and get to study it with Mr. Schuen and friends. I have a great hunger for the word, and now I have a love for God's people. God's Spirit entered me in the moment of my salvation, and now I want to commune with God through prayer and reading his word. I take credit for none of this, for it is the Lord who created me anew. Even though my parents are very against me reading the Bible, I can't go without it. Before I knew the Lord, my parents were indifferent to God, but now that I know Christ, they're hostile to the Lord. One of the passages that encouraged me is Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 to 39. "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Now that I know Christ, I want to see my parents saved. Mick, Mitch, and I have spent many days trying to show my dad his need for Jesus Christ. One night, he did say he wanted to come to Christ, but it was all words and no heart. Please pray for both my parents to come to know Christ. I know that if God can save me, he can save anybody. After trusting in Christ, I did leave the Orthodox Church and try to find a biblical church. I searched the area. There are many unbiblical churches throughout the land. It took a while to find a biblical church. I'm so glad I have a driver's license now. Now I can attend Living Hope, where I also found out about the Living Hope. I praise God there are brothers and sisters here who are on the same journey to grow and change in Christ. My confession of Christ is, as I come for baptism and membership of Living Hope Bible Church today, I want to confess that Christ is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Christ is the bright and morning star that shines salvation. He is my personal Savior, the one who rescued me from sin and damnation. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my God unto eternity. Forever all the glory goes to him unto the ages of ages. Amen? Amen? I'd like to leave you with some verses from Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. "For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, may he pour out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Thank you so much for listening. Praise God. Stay here for just 1 second.